Hi, this is Alex Lebert. Welcome back to more interviews with bands from the new album Gem Splash 1. You'll be hearing exclusive interviews from local bands such as Matthew Torres, Danny D. Leon, Fall of Versailles, and Anajite Pela, with your host, Brenda Francis.
Hi, this is Brenda at the nonprofit teen recording studio called Modesto Sound, and we've got four artists in the studio today that you're going to hear from. They're going to talk about things like meeting through mutual friends at high school, getting ready for the high school dance, and a spontaneous road trip. This is all woven between their beautiful songs. Relax and enjoy the journey. Here we go.
Here we go.
First up is Danny DeLeon and Matthew Torres. When I first met Danny DeLeon, Matt Torres had brought him along with a red-haired girl. The three 18-year-olds were nervously waiting to record their first song. When I heard Danny's song pumping through the monitors, I could hardly hold back my enthusiasm. I got chills. Currently, Danny has tucked away all of his earlier songs and likes to only showcase his new material. But here's 30 seconds of that first song I heard him play, and I think you're gonna love it too.
I miss the days when we were happy, when we spent our nights smiling and laughing at nothing, when life was a kiss and a hug just the same. But now it's gone and it's too late.
We've got Matt Torres and Danny DeLeon in the studio with us, here to talk about their two songs that are on the compilation CD. And why did we bring them in together? Well, they often have shows together. I love their shows. I've been quite a few times. And what do you like best about performing on each other's shows?
Well, my favorite part is the huge audience that comes after I finish. I just think that's always cool. That's my favorite part. I'm just kidding. It's just fun to have your friend there with you while you're performing, basically.
Yeah, definitely. I remember I had to play a couple shows without Matt being in the set, and it felt really weird not having him, you know, there. I mean, he came and watched, but I like him on stage with me, so.
How did the two of you meet?
We met in, was it junior year, I think, of high school?
Yes.
Yeah, in the band hall. Matt was in band. I had a friend who was in band who I met Matt through, so that's...
We got the mutual friend acquaintancing going on.
Yeah.
So. Like, you're really good friends with this guy, so am I. We might be good friends. Not always. Doesn't always work out that way. This was one of those times where...
Yeah, our story is riveting.
Yeah.
So. Which high school was this?
Downey. Thomas Downey High.
Here's a little bit that Matt recorded just for his friends to hear, but I thought it was neat, so you get to listen.
Hey kids, this is Matt. There's a little song I'm trying to give to you guys I've been talking about, and you guys sang it, and it sounded good, and here's a little version, and this is just a piece you guys, this is the backbone of the song. This is basically what it is, and I want you guys to see if you can work off of it, and you know, if you like it, and I'd like to start meeting and working on it.
Who'd have thought it would have been such a mean and endless kiss for you when it meant so much to me? I've lost my reality. Now you're all I see.
And you're each artist in your own right, but you also have some music that you're doing together.
What we're doing together is going to be called Hyperbole Avenue. It's funny because Matt and I have known each other for several years now, but we've never actually written music together. Very, very interesting. You know, we've written music with a ton of other people, but just not each other. We could never quite do it. We always clashed.
Yeah, we'd always get each other's throats.
Fight.
We'd start yelling at each other.
Fist fight.
Then we'd have to take a break from each other for a while. Mm-hmm. And we always hated that.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
But now we're starting to take off our boxing gloves and write together.
And put on, like, velvet gloves.
Yeah, velvet gloves.
Amazing. And the name of that is the Purpley Project?
The hype.
Purpley.
You're on the right track.
My favorite
color.
You're
on the right track. It's the Hyperbole Avenue. That's what it's going to be called.
It stemmed from us, this kind of big joke that he started about, like, everything being extremely exaggerated.
Yeah, hyperbole, you know what hyperbole is? It's a severe exaggeration of something. Like if I said it's a million degrees outside, that's a hyperbole. So it's kind of, our project is called Hyperbole Avenue.
Because everything we do is exaggerated? We haven't quite figured out why yet.
Can you tell me about some of your new projects that you're going to be working on?
Well, right now I'm working on a project called The Sidewalk Project with a friend of mine, and we do we compose electronic music. Well, he does most of the music. I put in my two cents here and there, but what I focus on is the melody and the lyrics for that project, and then hopefully I have several songs that are like 2 minutes long, but really really short, and I wasn't really sure quite what to do with them, so Matt and I are kind of gonna see if we can make them nice.
For me, I guess I'm starting a new one, Danny. We just like literally yesterday we worked that out, and with the same friend, he's working his electronic music. I have a group called Synthetics, and we make electronic stuff, and that's going pretty well. I play piano for a band called Bad Fusion, and I play bass for Danny's band, so I'm just all over the place with the music scene.
And what's been your favorite show that you've done together?
What'd you say? Which one was really, really fun to do?
It was definitely at Clicks, wasn't it?
Was Clicks? One of
or
them.
Or maybe our last one.
Last one was fun.
Last one was hella fun.
Last one was quite fun.
It was very fun, actually. It was actually, I opened the show, and then I played bass with Danny at the end. It just felt good, like, even though it was freezing.
It was freezing outside.
We got a good reception from the audience.
Yeah, everyone said this is one of my friends who had been to all my shows said that I think this was one of your best shows. And I was like, wow, okay.
We had a good energy. We had a very good drummer with us, Aaron Letcher. Aaron Letcher.
Very amazing drummer.
So. Oh, yeah, I was at that show, and first Matt played, and then Matt played with Bad Fusion, and then what happened after that?
Well, that was me.
That's our band.
Then Danny took over.
Glad you remember, Brandon. That's good.
And then it was all Danny after that.
Yeah.
Look around, tell me what do you see? I know you're not used to not seeing me. You never felt so alone in your life, with me no longer at your side. Well, I remember seeing the tears flow down your face. And I remember the feeling I had as I watched you walk away. We had everything, but never realized it till it was gone. Well, can't we just let our guards down and admit we were both wrong?
How do you write your songs, Danny?
Well, I go to an instrument and I play ton of different things, and whatever my ears like, I stick with that. And lyrics actually are what I pay a lot of attention to. In terms of music, I would call myself minimalist, in the sense that the music is pretty simple, but where I really focus, put the focus in is the lyrics. I put a lot of focus into my lyrics, and those just come to me. I don't really sit down and write a song, it kind of just happens. So,
how did you happen along the song that we're going to listen to next, which is What I'll Give?
What I'll Give, I was at an interesting point in my life in terms of relationships go, which is just a great place to be in for a songwriter. You know, inspiration is just runs rampant. That song is really, I don't know about all other guys. Maybe you're like this, Matt, but I know I am the kind of guy that, well, I'll just tell you what the song's about. The song is about a guy who just really wants, who's in love with someone, and he wants that someone to give him a chance to just show her how much he can love her. So that's pretty much how the song is.
So what kind of guy are you saying? You said maybe I'm a guy like that?
I'm a guy like that. I'm that kind of guy.
So. I'm not. I expect people to just give to me.
You're a taker?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's listen to that song. Here's Danny DeLeon with What I'll Give. Danny DeLeon's What I'll Give. We've got him here in the studio with us, along with his friend Matt Torres. We're going to listen to Matt's song next. But Danny, can you tell us just a little bit more about that song? How did you do the music behind the lyrics?
Oh, the music is all electronic. It's part of a project I'm in called the Sidewalk Project, and usually my friend, the other part of that project, writes the music, but it just so happens that I wanted to familiarize myself with making electronic music. So all of that song actually is composed by me. That song was actually my very, very first attempt at electronic music. And I was planning on erasing it, just throwing it away, because it wasn't much at its beginning. But I decided to develop it, and then lyrics came with it. I got really excited about it, so it became a song. It wasn't supposed to, but it became a song.
You have other songs that are electronic based, but you also play acoustic instrument songs. Can you tell us which you prefer and pros and cons of each?
Definitely. Yeah, I play the guitar and the piano, and the vast majority of my songs are written on those. I really, really like just to play the instrument, to actually play the instrument rather than building it on, say, a computer. But one of the nice things about doing it electronically is everything that you can't do with your hands on an instrument, you can do with a computer, and you've got an infinite amount of sounds, you know, at your disposal with the electronic music. And in terms of which one I like more, it's kind of hard to say because they're so different. I like them for different reasons. But yeah, there's nothing like actually, you know, really playing an instrument yourself.
All right. Well, Matt, how about you? What inspires you to write songs?
Honestly, it just kind of I just sit down and play piano or guitar for a while, and eventually I find something I really like, and I just kind of write to that. My songs are usually based on, like, really just thoughts, just interesting things I think of. Sometimes on relationships, but not really for the majority.
What is the funnest thing for you?
It's making it. It's when you find something and you go after it and you chase it down, you tackle it, and you just have that song. You're like, you know, that was really good. I did that. And you're just proud of it. That's the funnest part, really.
Well, tell us a story about a day in your life.
I usually break everything. I just recently broke my chair from leaning back in it. It was really funny. The bass just split in half. That was great. I don't know. I do a lot of silly things. I always like pretending. It's kind of weird. I always like pretending I have a little audience that watches me. And I love performing all the time.
Your voice has such a sweet sound. Please don't leave. You're such a sweet girl. From now on, I'm done singing for you. I'll give it all away so you can sing for me.
You know, we write the songs, Danny and I, and, like, we write it for ourselves and also for, you know, people to listen to it. Like, that's what we really want, just people to be like, wow, you know, your song, like, helped me, or I listen to it when I'm sad, you know, I like your song so much, it means something to me. You know, that's also a big deal of why we write, and to finally have one that's possibly doing that for people is really amazing.
Let's go ahead and listen to Matt Torres' song, Perfect Things.
It's hard to walk when you don't have feet, and it's hard to fly when you don't have wings. I believe that we can fly. And it's time to take some time on our own. Why don't we take some time to be unknown? If we all die alone, I'd like to die alone with you. We all have things that we like to do. We all have places that we like to go. And I'd like to go and do something with you. And I know I'm not your first love song, and I know there are many others who would love to love you, but I'm the only one that can be me. And if you've heard this all before, then I'll say something new. Your eyes, they change colors. Yes, it's weird, but it's true. And a picture could speak a thousand words all about you. Speak a thousand words all about you. And a picture could speak a thousand words all about you. And a picture could speak a thousand words all about you. And even though I know that you're perfect for me, I know that life won't let perfect things be. this at what it is. We're both too young, dreaming silly kids. Thank you for letting me dream along with you. And a picture could speak a thousand words all about you. Write a million songs all about you. And I think I could spend forever dreaming about you.
We just listened to Matt Torres' Perfect Things. He's here in the studio with us, along with Danny DeLeon. Matt, can you tell us how you came up with that song?
Let's see. I was playing piano, found my chords. It just kind of came to me, and then I realized that I really, looking at a lot of the relationships around me at that time were kind of falling apart and friends having troubles. Danny was kind of like having huge problems with his at the time. Are the ones with friends and like people talking about how they view love and relationships, and it's really kind of a song towards that and how like we don't really know, you know, what real love is, and a lot of people like to say it because they like to believe that, you know, they have it, but sometimes you have to realize that it just isn't what you have, you know. It takes a long time to really achieve it, which is what you have to do. You have to achieve it. You don't just find it.
You've been getting a really good response on that song. Is that must be a good feeling?
It really is. I haven't had a lot of success with my other songs, you know, because I'm really shy actually when I perform. I need to learn how to open up. But finally, I got one with good reception, and I feel really proud to share that one with people and have people enjoy it.
What are your influences in music?
You know, when I was a kid, I listened to a little bit of pop, but I didn't really listen to what most people listen to. I went off what my brother did, and he listened to Arturo Sandoval, Maynard Ferguson, like famous trumpet players, lots of contemporary classical music, which is basically like movie theme music, you know. And I listened to all that kind of stuff, and from that I stepped into jazz, and then I learned like lots of artists that are very underground. Like I listened to a lot of that stuff. I could say Mogwai, Sigur Rós, the album Leaf. Some of the more popular ones, definitely Coldplay. Everyone loves Coldplay. You can't not like Coldplay. Those are the main ones, I'd say.
Here's a little bit of Matt Torres's last words.
Don't throw your life away, waiting for yesterday to come. Wait, don't let the pain.
Advice you'd give to other singer-songwriters?
Don't be so hard on yourself, I guess. You know, a lot of, especially, I've noticed that with Matt, even more than me, we're hard on ourselves, you know, and it's always good to be your worst critic or your best critic, depending on how you look at it. Just don't let anything throw you off.
And just go for it. Like, whatever you're going for, like, don't be afraid, like, just, like, tackle it or learn something new, listen to something, or
be bold.
Yeah, just go for stuff.
People want to get more of your music and find out more about you two, how would they do that?
Just go to MySpace and search for our names, or
quite literally.
Pretty soon, DannyDeLeon.com will be up and running, and you'll definitely see Matt on there. There'll be links to information about Matt. You'll be able to buy stuff off of there. There'll be a store and everything. So
we're gonna put some stuff up on YouTube. Already got some Danny songs up there. Pretty soon, some of me will be up there. Just come to our shows.
We're out there on the internet, and
we're out there on the streets.
on the streets.
Walking around, we're starving musicians.
We'll play for food.
So you'll probably see us at restaurants.
Yeah.
Getting unstarved.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Continuing on with our journey through the musical local scene here, Central Valley, California, we're going to be up with Fall of Versailles, a band from Waterford. We're here in the studio with Zach and Frank from Fall of Versailles.
Hello.
Hey.
We're really happy you could make it in today to talk about your song that we're going to be listening to called Fear. How did you guys come up with that song? Who wrote it?
I wrote that song and I just one day, well, I'm poor, so I didn't have any money to buy a real birthday present. So I just made a song up for them and it was Fear. And it's kind of about just knowing what you want and being too afraid to go for it, I guess, and just wanting to get it in the end.
Have there been some things like that for you in your life?
Sometimes you're just too afraid to get what you want, even though you know you want it. You don't know if it'd be worth it. I think everyone has that.
That makes me feel
What's the history of your band?
It started out with our friend Kevin, which is the bassist, and him, and they played guitar together. And then what, I ended up playing drums with Kevin or something, and then you came in, and we were just like, well, might as well start a band.
Start a band. And it's been 4 years now.
Yeah.
Where are you guys from? Where do you go to school?
Waterford. Yeah, yeah.
Number one in the 5-county region.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Waterford High School.
Are you planning a dance for Waterford right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm really stressed out about it too. Because there's only 4 people that are really planning it, and the other 2 people are slackers, so I gotta pick up the slack. It's this Saturday, so we'll see how it goes.
What part are you doing in the planning?
I had to be in the actual advertisement pictures with another friend of mine. So we had to go down to the Shoop studio, get those pictures taken, get them printed out, and get tickets, and go from store to store looking for what kind of decorations I'd need to make the dance look better. We have to find a place with balloons. It's harder than you think, you know? Like, to get a bunch of balloons for a dance, it's, like, pretty difficult.
I noticed on your MySpace, it's your photo right with your girlfriend's photo. You're like together.
Yeah.
You seem really tight with her.
Yeah, we have a really good relationship. Like,
what's her name?
Her name's Jessica Olson. She lives in Modesto. 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 We're going on 6 months. She's a keeper.
Ah, that's nice. What's one of the most successful things your band has done?
I would say the most successful thing we've done is just stayed together this long. And because we're friends, it helps a lot in that we know each other well enough. And most bands don't last that long, so I would just say that we're still together is just a positive thing.
Sticking with it, at least.
Definitely.
Because there's been some slow times and stuff, and then there's been some where we get like a lot of gigs and stuff, but that, just the fact that we're sticking with it is pretty good.
I noticed you had some gigs on your website. Are there some shows you've done that stand out in your memory? Is that was just the best show we ever did?
I think one that stands out would be we played at this thing called Spirit West Coast, and we played with a lot of bigger bands, and we it was a contest, so we got sheets on how we could do better and stuff, and that was just sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, that was really cool because there's a lot of people there. How many people go to that concert? Like thousands and thousands. It was crazy.
How do you promote your band and shows that you have?
Pretty much word of mouth. We don't really go for the flyer things. Kind of, truthfully, we're kind of lazy.
But looking sometimes, for that manager.
Yeah.
Publicist.
Looking for a publicist. Sometimes, you know, we'll just go out there, tell a couple people, and then they'll do stuff for us to get it out there. What would I have to say?
Describe your music.
Experimental. Alternative.
Rock.
Alternative rock.
Indie. And acoustic sometimes.
Yeah.
Just a lot of whatever comes out, I guess.
A lot of mixed stuff. I like it that way. Yeah.
What are your influences?
Personally, my influences are probably Radiohead, I like a lot, and Led Zeppelin, Nirvana.
What do you play on this song Fear?
I play the acoustic guitar and I sing in it.
And I play the drums.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and listen to your song. This is Fear by Fall of Versailles.
Hope you like
Thank
it.
You.
See me, seem to not reveal to you. I cannot cry, for I am the only one to blame. How can I not go?
Yeah. tonight. Wash away my anxiety and tell you how I feel. I cannot say enough. I couldn't help but stare. I don't know why. I can't realize you're there.
We just listened to the song Fear from Fall of Versailles. We've got him here in the studio. Can you tell me how you came up with the drum parts for that?
Truthfully, the drum part on that actual song isn't too difficult. It's not too technical, except on a few parts, but I felt like that kind of song didn't really need that much drums in it, just to kind of keep a backbeat, but kept it a little simpler, just quieter.
What about the guitar riffs?
I just picked up my guitar and just started playing it, really. So, just hoping something good comes out, and it did, apparently.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More band interviews coming up from the new album, Gem Splash One, a compilation of local teen bands from Central California. To find out more, visit our website, modestosound.com.
You always treat me like a little girl. But here's my coming out to the world.
We've got Enajite Pella here with us, and she came all the way from Stockton. Right now, you're a student at UC Berkeley?
Yes.
And what are you studying there?
Finally, I'm studying music. I started out studying everything but, and now I'm studying music, thank God.
What do you like about that?
I haven't actually started a lot of music classes, but I'm excited to learn more about something that I love. And I think it'll just give me a chance to know a little bit more about what I'm doing when I play. And hopefully meet other people who play music and just, you know, be able to jam and live with people who like to do things that I like to do.
I saw my fellow man standing on the street with bins. How long you been on that corner, man? And can I get you something to eat? He said, well, I ain't got one red cent. And I said, I don't give a care. He said, I'll take what I can get. I said, good, I give what I can give. And you always get what you give. Give a bunch and get a lot. And you always get what you give. Give a little and get nothing.
How long have you been playing music?
I've been playing since I was 13. I started playing the bass for a church of mine. I switched to guitar because it was easier to write songs on it, and you can't really play, I don't know, I couldn't play the bass and write songs. It was like hard for me. I decided to play the guitar.
And your brother played something too?
Yeah, my brother played the drums, and he's a lot older than me, so I'd always look at him and just be like, he is so cool. I was like, I don't know how I can ever like be as cool as him. Really, when I was a kid, that's really what I thought. He played the drums. His friends were a lot older, and I kind of wanted to be a part of their world in some ways. So I was just like, let me just play the guitar, and then I could play for church and stuff like that.
Your mom, she gave you a lot of support?
My mom supports my music, but she doesn't support the lack of practicality in the business. So she thinks I'm great, but she's just like, this world is probably going to eat my daughter up. So yeah, she likes what I do, but I know, I think she's a little weary of the music business.
A father's love, remind me where I've been, and a mother's love can only remind me of who I am. You see, just like this guitar circuit lets me know.
And what are some of your dreams and goals?
To be able to make music that people will hear and that people can relate to, I think. I know a lot of people say that, but I think that for me, it's a big part of acceptance and understanding and just getting across the way I feel about some of the things that happen in this world and happen in my life. And I think it would just be nice to have people understand me. And I think music is the easiest way for me to communicate who I am.
She's recording some new stuff today that's not on the album. We're going to go ahead and listen to one of those songs. Which one would you recommend?
While You Breathe.
Okay, let's listen to While You Breathe by Inajite Pela.
Never been down Sunset Boulevard. And on a whim, friends and I hopped into the car, and we drove down to Hollywood. Spontaneity. It's who we are. You see, mountains we're made to climb, and we're fortunate to be born free. You see, life is shorter than time. Get to live while we breathe, while we breathe. And of all the trees in this place, I ain't seen but three kinds. All the places to be, I've been by the hours outside city lines, and then 22. Now's the time to be free, 'cause never will there be another time. You see, mountain we're made to climb, and we're fortunate to be born free. You see, life is shorter than time. Get to live while we breathe, while we breathe.
never been to Mexico. I've been wondering how the ground beats my soul. Never been.
We just listened to While You Breathe by Energite Pella. And can you tell us a little bit about that song?
I wrote that song, it was Easter Sunday. Some of my friends took a trip to LA, like 10 o'clock in the night, and we were just thinking, I'm sure we all felt pretty cool that we actually did it. We were just thinking that, or at least I was thinking that this is kind of the time in our lives where we're young, and it made me realize that, I don't know, life is short and you should live and not be so worried about the constrictions of jobs and what am I gonna do with my future, and try to find what is important in life and some way to enjoy it.
Was there a song or an album that inspired you to feel that way?
Song that inspired me. Not really. I think the most inspirational song to me in general though is Amazing Grace. I just feel like the words in that song are just, well, I guess that is an inspiration to the song that I wrote, but the words in that song are just so clear, you know, when you're lost and you listen to it and it's just like, it just makes so much sense. And I think it has a lot to do with the song that I wrote. It's kind of one of those saving songs when you listen to it. And so I think that song is just really inspirational to me.
All right, let's listen to another song called Boy. It's on the album Gem Splash. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
It's funny how that song came about, because I think it was about every boy that I ever had a crush on, and it was just like, they will never do. That sounds really bad, but that's pretty much how it was written. And also, my brother was just like, he can be really critical sometimes. He's just like, you'll never write a song that can be on the radio. That's really what he said to me. I was just like, oh, okay, I'll show you. And I think it's kind of funny that this is the song that is actually going to be on the radio today. I was just like, let me just write a simple song. You know, that sounds really music superior, but I was just thinking of something that is listenable, light. So, yeah.
Okay, here's Boy by Energite Pella.
I got a boy who loves to play with his toys, shares a Mercedes Benz. Sometimes he takes me to din, and as I pay, he looks to me to say, I love you, baby. And the boy, he don't know his way around my heart, 'cause he's too shy. A good talk, 'cause I will never buy. I guess I realize I need a man. Someone who can't afford a meal, treats me like I'm for real, doesn't need romantic ideas to steal, doesn't think a date is going for the kill. Someone who understands how I feel, doesn't think I'm a cheap thrill. Someone who simply gives me chills. A good talk, 'cause I will can't carry the weight of my heart. Knowing he don't wanna carry the weight of this relationship. Said I won't be bothered with him. And the boy, he don't know his way around my heart, 'cause he's too shy. A good talk, 'cause I will never buy. I guess I realize I need a man. Where's my man? My man.
We just listened to the song Boy by Energy De Pella, and she's here in the studio with us. She's going to let us know a little bit more about how she writes her songs. If you're going to write a song, how do you go about it?
I usually start with an emotion. Most times I start with words, and it usually goes with something that I may have written before, a guitar track. I usually just start with, I don't know, a theme and write some lyrics, and then just find something on the guitar that goes along with that and kind of pick a melody for it. I don't think that I really have a set construction of my songs. Sometimes I'll listen to something that I play on the guitar and just be like, this is what the music is talking about when I play it.
And what are some of your plans for the future? Are you going to get a big band together? Are you going to stay with your acoustic guitar and your vocals?
I would love to have a big band together. I would love to just complete songs that, you know, I hear drum tracks to, or I hear bass tracks to. I would love to have a big band. I think the thing is in finding people that want the same thing that I do. Hopefully, you know, just being around more musicians will help me do that, so.
Yeah, you're in a good hotbed of musicians there in the music department at UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
Cool. And if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
You can go to my MySpace. I actually don't have music up there, but you can always write whatever you want on there. But my MySpace is myspace.com/eni2. That's E-N-I. It's probably the best way.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us today on our journey through Gem Splash 1. If you'd like to know more, you can visit cdbaby.com or modestosound.com. Search under the word Gem Splash. All right, take it easy now on your journey through life.